I'm Ellen Botnick, and I am interviewing Marcia Steffen. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, Ellen.
Will you share some of your childhood memories?
Oh, my. I have a very poor memory for childhood and other times. I know I liked to read. I was very much a reader. And I liked to be outdoors.
What area did you live in Cleveland? Where did you grow up?
West 129th Street. It was south of Lorain. The street ended on our block, and there was a creek in back of the houses across from us. And so we would hang out there sometimes, playing in the creek and ice skating on it in the winter. And there was a hill. We would ride our bikes up and down the hills there. And other than that, it was the usual roller skating and hopscotch and playing ball in the street.
Did you have siblings?
I had two siblings. They were twins 2 years younger than me, but the one died of pneumonia 3 months, and my sister was mongoloid, and she only lived to be 12. The rest of the time, I was an only child.
And did you enjoy walking when you were growing up?
Ever since I can remember, I enjoyed walking. I would walk when other people would want to ride. And I wasn't in any groups or anything, but I would take my kids as I started having them. You know, we'd go up to Whip's Ledges a lot of times and climb around, or over to Nelson's Ledges, or sometimes in the parks.
Going back to schooling, did you have a favorite subject when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah. Math. I loved math always. I loved doing puzzles, and I did have one problem, though. When I was in, I think, fifth grade, I had to give up phys ed because I couldn't do long division.
You couldn't do long division?
Right.
So what does it have to do with phys ed?
It's just that was the time I could take off to get more tutoring.
Oh, I see. And was it, but did you then go on to pursue math?
Oh, yeah. I took all the math I could in high school, which they didn't offer nearly as much then. But then I went to Ohio State.
Going back to high school, were there a lot of girls in the math classes at that time?
I don't remember particularly as far as high school. I know in college I was often the only one.
So where did you go to college, and when did you have to decide on a major right away?
I started in 49, Ohio State.
Did you always know you wanted to go into math?
I always knew I wanted to go into math, but I had no idea what I could do with it. So I changed. Well, my father wanted me to be a nurse, so I tried that for one quarter, and I decided, this is not me. So then I decided, okay, I can always teach. I don't want to, but... So I went into College of Education, majoring in math, and I think two quarters took care of that. The math was kind of watered down, and so I just signed up for liberal arts, Bachelor of Science degree, because there were more electives, and I majored in math. I minored in English.
So you're saying there weren't many other women at that point in your classes for
math? No, at Ohio State there were very few women.
Did people discourage you from being in math because you were a woman? Or
my mother did. She said I'd never find a husband.
but you did, right?
I did.
And where did you meet your husband?
When I was working at NACA, it was then, which was my job after I graduated.
And what is that called now?
NASA, NASA.
And was that unusual for a woman to work at NASA?
There were a lot of them there. My first job was a technical editor, and that was all women. They liked the combination of science and English for that. And after 2 years, I don't remember why, but they got a new huge computer, and they wanted me to go over there and become a programmer for it.
Now, there was a computer. What year was that?
There was a computer already, but this would have been in 1955, and it was a new one in a new wind tunnel they had.
Do you remember the name of the computer?
ERA 1103. ERA, it was a Remington Rand. And it came, and there was a gym-sized room with huge cabinets full of vacuum tubes. This was the computer. And there was a big screen or whatever in front of you with little lights that popped up and down. This was communicating with it. It didn't come with any software. We had to program it to do everything. And it was, the lights were a zero or one, on or off. And every number, every command was a combination of zeros and ones. And we had to take that and translate it into things like go to storage bin 1001, move it to the accumulator, then take the number in 2003, add it to that, and on and on.
Were you the only woman in that department?
I think I was at that time.
Have you seen the movie Hidden Figures?
Yes, I did. I found it fascinating.
Could you relate to that?
Yes and no.
You were a trailblazer.
I guess I hadn't thought of it that way. I know it was first-generation computers, and they had a computer lab, but that ended most of it. Well, it was IBM computer. But the girls didn't do much other than feed cards in and out, and a lot of the work was done on calculators. So, and that was mostly women.
But you were doing a different job.
I was doing a different job.
How cool is that?
It was fun. I liked it.
How long did you work for NACA at that time called, at that point? How long were you working there?
I worked for 2 years as the technical editor and 2 years as the mathematician. And I got married after 2 years. I met my husband there. And 2 years later, I got pregnant, so I retired.
So you worked at the math department, in the technical part of NACA for a total of 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay, and you met your husband there. Was he working at this kind of work also?
He was an aeronautical engineer. He worked in one of the wind tunnels. Actually, I did a report of his, but one of my co-editors, technical editors, was dating his best friend, so she sort of pulled us together.
And so you left work, was that by your own choice that you left?
Yeah, to have a child and ultimately more.
Right.
I was a stay-at-home mom until they were all in school.
How many children did you have?
Six. We wanted five, but the last one was twins.
that's great. Did any of your children go into the math field?
No.
No, they didn't.
One is an engineer, and the others.
Oh, okay, they pursued different... at different careers. Did you, as a family, do any outdoor sports? Like walks, hikes?
Walk and hikes, yes. Their father coached them in Little League in the T-ball, and I think all of the boys worked their way through him. And otherwise, when they were old enough, we started vacationing in park cabins, and we would usually do a lot of walking on the trails in the parks and swimming. And but they were outdoor kids.
Did you go back to work?
I went back to work in 74, 75. Their father passed away suddenly. He was playing softball, practicing softball himself, and dropped over on the field, and that was it. And I was doing my student teaching at the time.
Well, did you already have a teaching degree?
No, I didn't have one. So I had decided that I was going to go back to work because the kids were all in school now. And at this point, it had to be with schools because I wanted my vacations to coincide with theirs.
So did you have to get more education?
I needed a couple education classes and the student teaching, and that's all. I'd had a varied enough background. That's all I needed.
So then you taught? Where did you teach?
I taught at Strongsville High School. First year, both math and English, and after that, just math and eventually computer programming.
Ah. And during this time, you did you go on outdoor trips with your kids? Did you do camping?
When my first husband was alive, we did the cabins. He tried camping once and didn't like it. Oh, he was a model airplane flyer. And we did some traveling for him to enter contests. And actually, the kids would fly model airplanes sometimes, the kind where you stood with a rope and went around in circles. And they did some contests, too. So that marriage was very airplane-oriented.
Okay, and then did you have any further education?
After I'd been teaching, I started taking courses for fun, math courses, and talked to the professor. I think I was in my 40s. I said, do you think I'd be okay getting a master's? And he said, sure, no problem. So I went and got a master's degree.
In what area?
Math. What else? And then I took a lot of workshops and courses. And eventually I had almost enough for a PhD. But I talked to one of the professors, and he said, you're making more money than you would in a college. And by the time I had it, it would be retirement age anyway, so I never got an official PhD.
Where and when and how did you learn about the Cleveland Hiking Club?
Must have been in 87. There was a festival or at a field connected to Hale Farm. And I just went and was moseying through, and there were a lot of stands. And there was a stand, Cleveland Hiking Club, with some Norma Delp standing there talking and with brochures and pictures. And so I got to talking to her, and I thought, wow, this sounds really good. So I took some information. And when I got back to work that week, the next week, my best friend, Fran, who had been a neighbor, and she was also a math teacher. I showed it to her, and I said, how does this look? And she said, yeah, So as soon as we could, we went to the first hike, and that was it.
What was Fran's last name?
Oh, Childrey.
Childrey?
Yeah.
And from the start, what kind of hikes did you do? And then what did you continue to do with the club?
At the time, there weren't many, almost no 3 mile. There were five or longer. So we started out with the 5 mile hikes, parks. I always preferred trails to all purpose trails or streets. And I joined in the fall 87. And in January 88, they started the Explore Ohio.
Can you explain what that is?
Each month, they take a couple of months off in the winter usually. They would go to a different county on a weekend. And Saturday and Sunday, they would have hikes each day, normally 15 miles each day. And there'd be a lunch stop, either carry your lunch or stop at a restaurant or something. We had to have our picture taken on the steps of the courthouse. So we were forced to do the county seat in each county. Stayed in a motel, or if the weather was such and we liked, we would camp. And so I joined in late fall, doing 5 miles. And in January, I went on an Explore Ohio, where there were 15 miles, and it was hard. A couple of the experienced hikers just sort of walked us through, and we could stop and rest if we had to, and we made it.
About how many people were on a hike for Explore Ohio?
I would guess normally between 20 and 30.
Wow. And who led the hikes?
Different people, they would sign up for it, to do it. The whole thing was under Ruth Scully and Leo Deininger. But they led some hikes, but mostly they were led by other people. Ultimately, Fran and I led a couple. And then when it was over, we couldn't quite stand to give it up, and almost nobody had done all of the hikes. They'd had to miss some. So we did an Explore Ohio Revisited that Fran and I led. We didn't lead all of them, same thing. We found leaders. I think that went on for about 2 years, and then enrollment was down.
How long did the first Explore Ohio take?
It took, I think it was it 10 years?
Oh.
8 years.
Oh, so several, many years.
Yeah, because there's 88 counties. And I was probably 8 years in, because we probably normally took about 10 hikes a year.
When you started the Explore Ohio, did you still have any of the 6 kids at home?
No, I think they were all out of the house by then.
By 87 or so, 88, when you did that. Well, you started the Explore America, I guess. That was pretty gutsy of you to take on 15 miles after only being in the club a short period, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure I knew what I was getting into.
Is that one of your, is there any other experience you can think of in the hiking club that holds that much of a powerful memory these many years later?
Probably many, but one of the big ones, and I'd almost forgotten about it, was that summer. My husband and I, and it's the only hike he ever went on.
Now wait, is this your husband had?
Oh, my second husband.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
There was a Colorado River raft trip. It was a week long, and it was wonderful. I think we had The hiking club had two rafts. I must have been a total of around 20 people. There were a few that were not from the hiking club. And the rafts had people that came and drove the rafts for us and set up camp, you know, fixed the food. And we would usually stop somewhere along the way and hike a few miles. At night, there were tents, but we never set them up. We just laid out a sleeping bag on the ground, and it was so bright. You know, the stars were so bright that you could read if you had to by the light. And it was just a marvelous experience. And we were on the river, I think, for about five to seven days. A lot of it was calm, but there were rapids. And I know I was scared to death. You know, I sat in the center, and eventually I moved my way out. So.
Did you go with a specific person, you know, a buddy, or you just went and whoever showed up, or were you?
Oh, my husband.
Oh, he was on.
He was on the one hiking trip he took with me, or hike.
That was the one. This hard hike and the rafting. He was up. Was he up to that? I mean, that's a lot. Right?
Yeah, he grew up. He was from Minnesota. He grew up with a lot of boats, and rivers, and you know, so to him it was appealing. I don't think he did the hikes with us not usually.
Oh, okay. And how many people from the hiking club would you guesstimate were on that?
I would guess around 16.
At that time, could everyone who wanted to go, or were there limits of how many people could go on a trip?
I don't know.
Was it organized, though, through somebody from the club?
Oh, yeah, there was a... His name was Jerry. He was a doctor. I don't remember his last name now. But,
so you were quite a hiker and an adventurer, too.
Yeah, I guess.
Are there any other hikes in particular that you recall that just have stayed with you? Or that was a favorite hike more locally did you enjoy? Did you usually hike?
No, there'd be... Locally, I mean, there were just a few spots where when I would get there, there's something about the view. You know, I would just stand there. You know, everybody have to stand and wait while I looked. I mean, it would, somehow to me, it was just breathtaking.
So were you leading the hike at that point? You're saying you were a leader?
Yeah, that did. Yeah, I led a lot of hikes.
Did you lead them by yourself, or did you have a co-leader? Usually.
Fran often led with me, but I think on the low, I led a lot by myself also.
In the club, did you ever act as an officer or committee person?
I was the recording pathfinder for 4 years, and then on the committee after that for... This, of course, was all computer work, so. And I actually wrote a lot of the program for the recording and modified what they'd had.
Where did you actually learn how to do that computer work? On the job, or?
At NASA. And then I did take a lot of courses, workshops, courses at colleges to learn more.
Just comes to mind, looking back to the computer you were at with NASA, NACA then, does it seem like that was there such a difference in computers that is just so much different, or was it a sophisticated computer at that time?
Oh, for that time,
that
it was
time,
a
yeah.
sophisticated.
Right, but now is it just, yeah. It would be so outdated.
There was no software then. You had to write your own software.
Wow. Did you ever go to Camp Onwego?
Oh, yeah, many times.
What is Camp Onwego?
land and a cabin owned by the hiking club, I think owned.
And where is that?
In Hinckley. I can't remember the names of the roads.
No, but yes. But so
Hinckley, I've always lived in, well, we were Rexville and Broadview Heights, so it was close. And actually, our first house was in Hinckley. So it was always close to me. So I would, if there was a hike from Hinckley, I usually did it.
And did you ever go to any program or that was held inside Camp We Go?
Actually, they had meetings and they had dinners before the meetings and presentations sometimes. And I usually went to those. But actually, I rented it one weekend when my family, this is when the kids were all grown. I don't remember if we slept there or had our meals there. I think some of these kids slept there. I mean, they were all adults by then.
Are there any characters that were in the club that you still think about that you can just see them in your mind that you became close with besides Fran?
As far as...
Or that you just met during the course
of... Sir, the one that anybody in the club back then would be Louise McDonough. I don't know if you've heard of her or not, but she was, to me at the time, older, single. I guess she had helped raise her siblings. She was sort of the official greeter. I mean, she would really, anybody knew, would sort of take them under her wing. Tremendous hiker. I mean, I think she was in her 70s at the time, probably. I do remember we went on an Explore Ohio, and I think it was Jefferson County, and there was a park there with some hills, and I think apparently there was a ranger that wanted to help us, which we thought was kind of funny. You know, we don't need help, but she was really concerned about Louise being able to make it, you know, and everybody just laughed because Louise was a mountain goat. I mean, distance, difficulty, forget it. I mean, so she was a very memorable character, lovable.
Do you still hike?
Unfortunately, no, I can't anymore. I can't remember when the last hike was. It seems to me it was probably maybe 5 years ago. I was down to 3 or 4 miles. I still tried to lead, partly to force me to keep going, but then it just got too hard. I miss it desperately. Oh, another person that I got to know a lot and hiked a lot with was Roy Kress. Do you know him? We co-led some hikes. I think it was once a year, first Fran and I, and then later Roy and I would lead I guess it was one day at Portage Lakes. And it would be, I think, an 8 mile hike. We'd do 5 miles at Portage Lake. Then we'd have lunch, and it was some sort of a Fisher restaurant. I don't remember the exact name. And then we do 3 miles around that little village. And it was a very popular hike.
So looking back, what do you think that you got out of being a member of the hiking club?
Oh, man. friendships, certainly. Exercise, but mostly it was just I'd have to say a lot of my happiest moments of my life were there. There were times and places where I would just stand there looking, and it was almost like a religious experience. And it was so moving to me. And nothing else has ever been quite like that.
Marcia, thank you so much for sharing in this interview. I enjoyed it very much.
You're welcome.